I told them that I was for sure going to keep it to 10 minutes, so I'm going to do my best. However, I want to say this. When we were reading that passage and we were thinking about the gifts being offered, I never paid attention, but when I heard frankincense and myrrh, I wasn't all that, yeah. Then I heard gold, and so my baby was baby Jesus, so does that mean I can submit? Which one of these? Who had the gold? I'm just playing for it. I paid attention to that verse this time. So let me read a couple of scriptures. I won't ask you to turn through them. Like I said, I'm going to keep you for 10 minutes. And right after this, we'll let you know there will be some food outside for you guys just to get to talk. And we're purposely being done a little early in case you want to linger a little bit and enjoy some hot cocoa and some other things out there and some treats. But Matthew 1, verse 23 says this, says, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel." Emmanuel, which we've heard many times, means God with us. And so I kind of, with just 10 minutes, wanted to share three specific things. How is God with us this Christmas season? So three specific things I wanted to focus on before we leave out of here. First thing I wanted to remind us of and talk about is the awesome doctrine that we believe in omnipresence. Many of you, which means God with us everywhere. Some of you guys come on Wednesday, and we're right now in the study of Jonah. And one of the things we see in that book is he thought he could run away from the presence of God. God told him to do something. He didn't want to do it for various reasons. He takes off, and what the lesson of Jonah is, you cannot get away from God. You cannot get away from the presence of God. God is everywhere. God is so big, he's everywhere, he's omnipresent, he's everywhere. There is no getting away from God. And so the first thing I wanted to communicate to us today about God with us is oftentimes I've found people feel very far from God. They feel he's unaware, he's uncaring, he's detached, that sometimes they feel God doesn't concern himself with the things that we go through and we're going through. And what I want to say about you is as you study the Bible, as you get to know Christ, that is the very opposite of who God is. God is very near us. He's very aware. He very much cares, and he wants a real relationship with you. Christianity is all about relationship. It's about God. In fact, God says very clearly as he dies, he tells his believers to wait upon what would come, the Holy Spirit. God said the Holy Spirit would come, and when the Holy Spirit came and God would literally dwell in you, you would do far greater things than Jesus ever did. He tells his disciples that. Christianity is all about the relationship with God. And so I want to say this to you. If you've come into this place, and I can think of many in our congregation that are going through and have gone through a lot of things, whether it be someone you love that passed away this year, whether it's going through physical ailments, maybe it's more than one physical ailment, people you know, circumstances in your family, circumstances in your life. What I want to say to you first off is God draws near to those who draw near to him. God is with us. God is not far. He's not unattached. He's not distant. God loves us. He's with us. And so I want to say to you first, during this Christmas season, be reminded that God is with us. He's with you. If you are a Christian, the Holy Spirit, God dwells in you at all times. And so press into God during this season, even when you might feel God doesn't care, he's unattached. It's not true. God is with you. Press into God. Ask him to make his presence known for you during this Christmas season. Number two, the second thing I want to talk about is very similar, is during the holidays, often we forget that though this is a very awesome time, an exciting time, it's also sometimes a very sad time. Maybe if you've lost a loved one, you think of the many times and the many experiences that were very positive, and during this time, it kind of all comes crashing in. You remember a season with this person, and they're not here anymore, and it brings tears, and you're reminded you can't help but think of this person and their death because of the season. And with that, I want to communicate this. Hebrews 4, verses 14 through 18 says this. "Since then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession." Verse 14. "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness." I want to say that one more time. Verse 15 says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin, let us with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace in time of need. Now, he says very clearly in this passage, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness. I'm reminded of this passage in Jesus in chapter 11 of John, where Jesus comes and he ends up coming and Lazarus has died and Mary is crying. And we see a verse 33 says this, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And then we have one of the most famous verses. That's two words in verse 35. It says, Jesus wept. So if this is a season where there's weeping, there's tears, and though Christmas is a good time, you have some joy, but you also have some pain. You also have some hurt. You have some memories that are hard. I want to communicate to you that you have not only a God who's with you and with you in the Holy Spirit and his presence and God with us, but we also have a God who sympathizes, who understands. Not a God who's destined, never experienced. Every other religion does not talk about a God who understands. Every other religion did not have God who came and was a baby. I mean, he understands every aspect of humanity, except for God did not sin. But outside of that, every bit of emotion, things we go through, death, Jesus endured it all. So I want to say to you in this time, in this season, don't let your mind wander to think God doesn't sympathize. He can't understand. He doesn't really care. Not only does God love you and draw near to you, and Christianity is all about a relationship, but beyond that, God is the only God that sympathizes, the only God that could sympathize. Does that make sense? So in this season, I want to say that. So would you draw near to God in your weeping, your tears, your hurt? Don't let the season allow you to grow bitter. If you think God doesn't care, if you think he doesn't sympathize, if you think he doesn't understand, this season could be a bitter season. Don't let yourself grow bitter. God does understand. He does care. He is with you. Draw near to him. Ask God to make his revelation known to you, make his presence known to you, to fill you with peace, to fill you with joy. Ask God to do that. Those are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Ask God this season to give that to you, even though you know this might be a sad season in some regard, in some respect. Maybe go spend time with a friend or a family that you can be around. Don't let a season be bitter because of painful memories. God is with you. He sympathizes. He understands. He's with you now. And so thirdly and finally, things I want to communicate about God being with us is God is with us, Emmanuel. We adore, we worship, we celebrate the one true God, the only God who resurrected, the one true God who gave us all our blessings we have, such as our children, our gifts, such as jobs, roofs over our head, a family to worship with. I'm reminded of many people who do not even have this every week that we get to have, worshiping with brothers and sisters in Christ. So I want to read a passage that inspires this in my mind, Philippians 2, 5 through 8. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus. What mind does God and Paul say he wants us to have among ourselves? Verse 6, who though he was in the form of God, this is Jesus, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant. Being born in the likeness of man and being found in him form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. God, though he is God of all and sat on the throne, God who knew no pain, can do anything, can accomplish anything. Hey, he's omnipresent. He's everywhere. He knows everything. That same God came and took on the form of a baby so that he could sympathize, so that he could be our high priest. And that's who he is, a God who sympathizes and he understands. And I want to say to us, this is something, this is the reason we worship. This is the reason we get excited. It's easy to come into a season and get focused just on the gifts or focused on this, but this season we worship the God who came and took on a baby and became a baby and would die for our faith. So I ask you this season, don't let this season get caught up in other things as well. Read the story, the Christmas story. Be reminded of who Jesus is. Be reminded of what this season's about. And I want to say this, as you're with coworkers, don't be scared to say Christmas. Don't be scared to say Jesus Christ is the reason for the season. Don't be afraid to testify as to why this season exists, because it's an incredible season for us to worship and celebrate God coming and taking on humanity, and the only God that took on humanity so that he could sympathize. So in this season, let's not grow bitter. In this season, let's remind that God is with us. Most of you probably have more time off in the next 2 weeks than your normal schedule. Draw near to God. Take time to get in the Word. If you're out of the habit of reading the Word or praying, take this season to be alone and be with God. And God is with us, and that's what this whole season is about. Let me pray, and with that said, we will we'll come up and sing a response song. Let me pray. Father, I thank you for you being with us. I thank you for coming and dying, but God, even coming. God, you are by far the only God that has come. All gods, as you study them and look at them, they're just man-made, and they're lords and kings, and yet you, God, the God, the one God, the only God, you came and took on humanity. You died for us. It's astonishing, God, and I pray that as this season draws near, we would worship you, we'd celebrate you, we'd draw near to you, that we would recognize that you are God with us, that you are near. And God, I pray that even though this season may be difficult, I pray that we don't let our hearts grow bitter, but rather we would just draw near and closer to you. And for many of us, as the joy and all the excitement happens, let us not grow busy and frustrated. Let us find those quiet times to be with you and be reminded why we celebrate this season. It is you coming to be with us, and that's why we worship and celebrate. We love you. We thank you for all that you do in our life, and it's your name we pray. Amen. As we sing this song, if you want to come and be prayed for, I'll be at the front. But with that said, we did want to end with an actual worship song of just worshiping our King who's worthy of our praise.